The Moon by Yusinoke is a single-channel video projection, silent, 1411 loop. The video footage was taken over the course of a year and shows the monthly lunar cycle of waxing and waning. Yusinoke was born in Incheon, Korea in 1958. She majored in art at Ewha Women's University and now lives and works in Seoul, South Korea as an art professor there. Other works done by her include Art is Already in Your Mind, 12 Mirages, We Are All Passengers, Couple Tree B, and of course, this piece. In addition to its gravitational influence over the tides, the moon is believed to have sway over human emotions. This really makes me wonder, what effect did it have on our emotions? I think that this piece has a lot deeper meaning than just watching a moon fade into blackness and back. I know that the moon has always had sway over human emotions, and I think this is what Yusinoke was trying to get at. When I first saw this piece, I felt tranquil, and it put my mind at ease. A Swiss scientist, Christian Kajogan, first suggested that lunar cycles may affect sleep, but this research is still theoretical. I have never been camping, and therefore have never slept under the moon, so I have no personal experience with this. How is it affecting our sleep cycles? Does it make you restless or rested? Does the position affect us? I know that this celestial body has a lot of effect on days of prayer in the Hindu religion. Every full moon, we do a puja, which is basically an act of worship to the god Satyanarayana. In Buddhism, all outstanding events related to the Buddha happened on full moon days. Buddhists all around the world commemorate the great man on the full moon. A poem by Jorge Luis Borg, titled The Moon, I think does a great job of describing it. There is such solitude in that gold. The moon of these nights is not the moon that first Adam saw. Long centuries of human vigil have filled her with an old lament. She is your mirror. This poem leaves me with many questions. What does the moon of these nights is not the moon first Adam saw mean? Or, she is your mirror? Is it referring to the moon as the mirror, or something deeper? I will leave you with these questions to think about. This has been Hirsch with another Bulldog Podcast.